You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
International pressure is building for stronger action on climate change, with Australia's closest allies committing to ambitious new targets. United States President-elect Joe Biden has made net zero carbon emissions by 2050 a key focus of his policy platform and is calling for the world to do more.
We have to bring the world along with us. Global action requires American leadership. But the United States only accounts for 15% of global carbon emissions. The rest of the world has to step up as well.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has pledged to cut his economy's emissions by almost 70% by 2030, based on 1990 levels. Mr. Johnson has convened a summit of world leaders on the 12th of December, asking for more ambitious emission reduction commitments. The Australian Chief Executive of environmental group Greenpeace, David Ritter, says Australia is falling behind.
Well, Australia has been isolated for some time, and it just gets more and more embarrassing. The election of Joseph Biden and the very clear requests from Boris Johnson and from other leaders that there be ambitious action to get the world on the path to avoiding the worst climate damage has left Australia deeply, deeply isolated.
At the summit, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to announce Australia will abandon a shortcut to meet its 2030 Paris Agreement targets. The government had planned to achieve its emission reduction goal by using more than 400 million leftover carbon credits it had accrued by meeting the earlier Kyoto Protocol targets. The use of carryover credits is being described as a dodgy accounting trick by Greenpeace and has drawn international criticism. Attorney General Christian Porter insists Australia will do its best to fulfil its obligations.
It has always been the government's position that essentially we are trying everything that we can and using every technology available to meet our Paris targets without having to rely on the fact that we overperformed with respect to our Kyoto targets. And when you consider Australia's performance in this regard to virtually every other country on Earth, when we have a target, not only do we meet it, our history is that we beat that target.
The backtrack on carryover credits has been welcomed by Liberal MPs who have been calling for more governmental action to reduce emissions. MP Trent Zimmerman says it's a big step in meeting Australia's long-term climate goals.
To get to net zero as we should, then it's going to be a whole lot of more work that we have to do over the next 10 and 30 years. And I think that if we head towards 2030, confident that we don't need to use carryover credits, then that's going to make the longer-term objective of net zero a lot easier, and that would be a fantastic outcome.
But the move is likely to face resistance from climate change sceptics within the coalition's ranks. Greenpeace's David Ritter is urging the Prime Minister to stand up to those critical of climate change action.
The primary duty of any Australian Prime Minister should be the safety, well-being and future flourishing of the Australian people. So if the Prime Minister Scott Morrison is remotely serious about that set of sacred obligations, he needs to stare down the climate sceptics within his own party room and commit Australia to net zero by 2040 and to a credible pathway for getting there.
Labor, which has a plan for net zero emissions by 2050, is pushing for the government to reveal a detailed plan to reduce emissions. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Australia needs more than just baby steps on climate change.
The government isn't doing enough in the short term, and it's certainly not doing enough in the long term to tackle climate change. The rather pathetic announcement by Scott Morrison that he won't pull an accounting trick over Kyoto credits as if that's a positive, when it is a fact that the rest of the world rejected that as an accounting trick. That's not a plus for the government.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.